My guest at this time is Jerome Hudson, who is with the Project 21 Black Leadership Council, a project of the National Center for Public Policy Research. He joins me now to react to a series of comments accusing conservatives and the Tea Party in general of racism, but most specifically the comments made earlier this week from Indiana Democratic Congressman Andre Carson, which suggested that some in Congress would love to see black people as second-class citizens, and some in Congress right now, this Tea Party movement, would, quote, love to see you and me hanging on a tree, unquote. And Jerome, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg, for having me.
We'll talk about the larger aspect of some of these comments coming from the Congressional Black Caucus and elsewhere in just a moment, but let's talk specifically about Carson's comments because they seem to be the most incendiary to date. What did you make of what he said?
Andre Carson, Democrat-led legislature, relatively unknown, has made some of the most despicable and deplorable and desperate statements to date concerning the Tea Party. I really thought that the limit had been reached of ignorance when they pretty much relegated the Tea Party to a bunch of terrorists and hostage takers trying to blow up the Capitol. But he has made himself, I guess, a household name of sorts. And again, it's really desperate, and he's really doing a disservice, I think, to his office and to Congress. It's reflective, again, as to why I think 10 or 11% of Americans approve of the job that Congress is doing. It's despicable rhetoric and behavior like this.
What do you think comments like this do to the national dialogue, not only about political issues, but also about race?
They don't help. They don't help at all. They don't help move the country forward as far as the terms in economic expansion and job growth. They don't do anything to help the country on the issues of race. I mean, for Representative Carson to paint a general brush and to say that the Tea Party, the sum total of the Tea Party's objectives, its political views, its ideological principles and standing are racist to the core is a complete and utter lie. The tactic is to use the race card to shut up opposition. The liberals in Congress and the president and his administration and his surrogates in the media and elsewhere know that the Tea Party is not a racist movement, but is a very organized movement of average Americans who are very concerned about the spending and the overtaxation and overregulation from Washington. They've proven to be able to take their protests and turn it into political gains in the election of 2010. This is what they fear. And again, to use the race card is to silence this well-known and increasingly popular movement of, again, average American citizens.
Just in the past couple of days, his office has not backed down from the comments. In fact, they've doubled down, if anything, with his spokesman saying the following, quote, "The Tea Party is protecting its millionaire and oil company friends while gutting critical services that they know protect the livelihood of African Americans as well as Latinos and other disadvantaged minorities. We're talking about child nutrition, job creation, job training, housing assistance, and Head Start, and this is just the beginning." In terms of those specific programs, what do you make of his analysis?
In terms of those specific programs, our viewpoint is that whenever the government should be in the business of helping Americans in terms, I guess, of food stamps or in housing assistance, I believe that the government has a role. That role is so minute and so small that in many areas there are charities. There are myriad charities. There are religious and church organizations. There's family and their friends. The reality is that there are a disproportionate amount of minority Americans, specifically blacks and Latinos, that have become disproportionately dependent on these said programs. And it's a Ponzi scheme, and it's one that is so cynical. The reality is that the liberals in Congress and the machine, the liberal machine in America, depends on ramping up rhetoric to say that this group, this political organization, is out to take these dependency and poverty programs away from you. The fact of the matter is that, again, there are a disproportionate amount of minorities who are dependent on these programs. In the inner cities, where you see Americans, minorities, blacks, Latinos, they live in homes provided by the government. They eat food provided by the government. Their children are relegated to shoddy schools that are government run. That's not freedom. That is Soviet bloc politics. And these people are elected to office in their districts, and they're sometimes not even ran against. Maxine Waters in California, Representative Carson, Representative Lee, these people run unopposed. Charlie Rangel has been in office for decades and has done almost nothing for the people in his district. The poverty levels among blacks are skyrocketing in the Congressional Black Caucus members' districts. But instead of focusing on the inherent issues of dependency on these programs, they choose to blame again and paint with a general brush the most disingenuous and destructive lies about a group of Americans that has nothing to do with the failings of their own liberal agenda.
We're talking with Jerome Hudson of the Project 21 Black Leadership Council. And our exit question here, Jerome, is how do you think comments like this impact, if at all, the way the black community currently feels about the political situation? Obviously, recent elections tell us that 9 out of 10 are going to vote Democratic. I have to imagine the vast majority are very desirous to see this president succeed on some level. Yet at the same time, we're also seeing the president's approval numbers among black voters, as well as many other demographics, at an all-time low. So how do you think this is shaking out right now?
I mean, my faith educates me that with great people like you putting on spokesmen who happen to be black as myself and who believe in free market principles, at a certain point, the large mass and contingents of blacks who are, you know, if a liberal tells you who are born black, they will always vote liberal. It's a straight party line. To me, I believe that at a certain point, blacks and minorities, and Americans specifically, will begin to look at the standard of their own life. And then they will look at their liberal leadership's lifestyle. And they will begin to question, as they vote this way, their lives are staying stagnant and quite honestly are getting worse, while the people that they elect's lives are getting better. Their families are doing well. They're becoming millionaires themselves. And at a certain point, Greg, I think the people will abandon, quite honestly, this liberal plantation of dependency and misery, and they will ignore, you know, these desperate and dangerous attacks of just calling people racist that make no sense, that does not make or create jobs. It doesn't even save jobs to call people racist. I think that blacks and minorities will one day wake up and walk off of the liberal plantation.
Fascinating dimension, particularly in recent days, it seems like. And as we mentioned before, these comments from Congressman Carson seem to be the most incendiary yet. Jerome, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it greatly.
Thank you for having me.
Jerome Hudson of the Project 21 Black Leadership Council, a project of the National Center for Public Policy Research. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.